ABC Radio Darwin.
Well, what we're doing in relation to that is that because what's happened in the communities is that Oakey have been dealing with this since 2012, and Williamtown a year or two later, that we've started the investigations in Katherine of March this year. We expect to finish it next year, and that includes different types of health impacts across the, you know, the community as such.
And is that the Australian government's timeline or Defence's timeline?
Well, Defence, I suppose, is part of the Australian government. And so once these preliminary investigations have been done, the reports will then go to the Department of Health, who will then decide if blood testing is required. So we're taking a very, scientific approach in terms of determining the impact of PFAS within the communities. I mean, Katherine is the third community to be impacted in a manner that was shown on the Four Corners report on Monday night. The department is investigating, I think, 23 sites around Australia at the moment.
That's not the people of Catherine's fault, that there's
No one's saying that.
And they're waiting for this slow process to unfold. There's nothing stopping the Australian government from paying for the blood testing for people in Katherine who are concerned about it now?
In terms of the approach that we're taking, we've got the, for example, the environmental site assessments, which, you know, checks the water and so forth. We've got human health impact assessments. We've got ecological risk assessments. So that's the approach the government is taking. And if that then shows, and I don't pretend to be a scientist or someone who's medically trained, but that will then go to the experts in the Department of Health, who will then make the determination based on the evidence there of what if and whether further testing is required. One thing I want to stress to people who are listening is that we acknowledge and understand that this has caused a high level of stress and anxiety for the people in the Katherine community who are impacted by this. We are dealing with this in a manner that we think will have the best outcome for the community of Katherine, but we're going through this careful, considered process at the moment.
Well, there are people in Katherine who are desperately concerned about this, who want to get blood tests. Do you know how much those blood tests cost?
Not off the top of my head, I don't.
Do you have any idea? Like, would you have any idea, guess for me, what you think it might cost?
No, I'm not going to engage in that. But what the government is doing is,
I'll tell you, it's a person in Katherine told us that it's going to cost $500 for one test. Well, so in a family, obviously that can run up into thousands. You're talking about people who've been put under extreme stress and financial disadvantage in some cases and unknown health impacts. And then you say, to alleviate your concerns or to get an understanding of your own health impact, you're going to have to now outlay thousands of dollars to test what the Australian government has done to your blood system via Defence.
Well, I'm not. What I'm saying is that what the government is doing is undergoing through the Department of Defence a series of tests in the Katherine community, and once those results come in, the Department of Health, who are the experts in this area, will make the assessment of whether further testing is required.
Is Defence committed about being completely transparent in this issue?
Well, I would imagine so. I'm not a spokesperson for the Department of Defence, but I think the Department of Defence has acknowledged that it could have done things better.
I mean from now on. I'm wondering, as the head of the task force, would you insist, for example, that Defence allow independent monitoring of Defence sites from now on?
I think that question actually is probably a question for the Department of Defence in terms of...
But you're the head of the task force. You're coordinating the Australian government response to this. This could be part of it, couldn't it?
Well, I don't want to give directions that may have financial implications, but I'm sure the Department, to answer your original question, the Department of Defence is committed to be as transparent as possible in relation to this issue, because it wants to work with the local communities and the other affected governments to have a solution that can deal with all the communities who are impacted by this, in Katherine, Williamtown, Oakey, and the other 20 or so communities that we know of so far. The issue with PFAS is that it's something that that for those who are sort of listening in and unaware of what it is, it was a chemical that has been used, you know, back in the 1970s. It was designed to deal with putting out fires and sort of effectively, you know, suck the oxygen out of the flames as such. And it was, you know, very popular for decades. And it wasn't until, I think, you know, Four Corners highlighted this, until the 2000s, that it was realised that there may be negative impacts upon this chemical. And it's something that was used not just on defence bases in Australia, it was used around Australia and civil aviation bases, but also around the world. It's an issue that we're coming to terms with in terms of making sure that we have a whole of government approach to an issue that has national and possibly international implications.
Are you planning on banning the chemical?
I don't think I can comment on terms of it being banned. I don't think it's in common use in terms on the defence bases at the moment.
There is still, my understanding is that a similar product containing PFAS is still in use in Darwin and Townsville. Is that concerning for you?
I'd probably need you to send me some further information on that, actually, and we'll do that off air or something like that. But you know, I'm happy to look into that and take that on board as homework. What my job is to do is, as the head of the task force, is to coordinate our response to the contamination that has been caused by PFAS, and that is making sure the Commonwealth agencies all speak together in terms of this issue, that through the Council of Australian Government, that the First Ministers talk to, you know, talking to each other about this issue, and that on an officer level it's dealt with also, because it is an issue that will probably not just impact the community of Katherine, but it's Williamtown, New South Wales, Oakey in Queensland, and probably other communities across Australia.
We hear a lot about Williamtown and Oakey, and we worry that we're being left out here.
You're not being left out.
And well, it's certainly a delayed response compared to those two sites.
Well, they've also been dealing with it for probably a lot longer than in terms of, well, you know, Oakey's been dealing with it since 2012. So, Katherine, the testing started in, I think, March of this year, so in terms of the detailed environmental investigation. So I don't think Katherine has been left behind or forgotten as such. I'm hoping to visit Katherine sometime actually in the near future, in terms of, so I can meet with those people who are affected.
ABC Radio Darwin.